Well, can you believe it? We have gotten through this whole class on commended minister. Really a passion for us to come back to where we started, to revisit what we started together in ministry, visions and dreams of young men.
I wonder how
now we're older.
In some ways we started there, and then as we develop tools and classes, the need was so great among, you know, part-time and full-time even, and people that already
who
knew,
could not afford
right.
formal training.
Right. There were so many, it was like a backlog of people wanting to get into ministry, but couldn't for all those different
right.
reasons.
Right.
They couldn't.
They couldn't go
family.
Into debt they, much. Yeah. And they weren't getting paid a lot of money,
right.
so then you can't expect them to go in debt.
No, right. They'll
right.
never be able to pay it back. So
right.
we sort of went that direction, but now we've got a good, you know, flow going. We got those people in a way taken care
yep.
of to some degree that we thought, let's come back to our first love.
Yeah, our first
which
love.
Which is equipping
ordinary
people.
Like
can,
the disciples were ordinary
and
people.
When we say ordinary, that's not a negative thing.
No.
Ordinary people who do extraordinary things. The,
yeah.
the 12 disciples were just ordinary people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they started the whole movement
yeah.
with Jesus. So
right. Aquila and Priscilla were just tent makers.
Yeah. So you can see what happens when people get equipped was
yeah.
the point.
Right. Yeah, you know, Romans 15 is one of the theme passages about this program. I remember reading it way back when we started this. Paul says, I am convinced, my brothers, that you are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another. I think that's what this program is all about, is competency to instruct one another.
Right. We want to help you become competent. How do you become competent? It's when you get trained and you start putting that training into ministry experience, and over time, your confidence.
Yes.
You get competent.
Yeah.
But then as you use it, you get confidence.
Then he says, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentile with the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel so that Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, he's talking about them being confident,
yeah.
okay, but he puts it to his core of his own identity.
Right.
My own identity is connected to you instructing one another.
Right.
And then I get set free, Paul
right.
says,
yeah.
to be a minister
right.
to more people.
Right.
It's powerful.
Right. And it, and the, that last phrase, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in all of this. He's the one enlivening us. He's the one giving
yes.
us the potential. He's the one that gives the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. All these things work towards this, you know, changing the world. Really.
Ah, it's about the movement. Therefore, in chapter 15, verse 17, he goes on to say, I glory in Christ Jesus of my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except which Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. I mean, this is crazy powerful. By the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ.
Right. So I guess that really is the goal, right? To fully
yeah.
proclaim Christ in the world. And how is that going to happen unless you do your part, right? I mean, this is, it's a team thing. It's a, Christianity is a team sport. Now, you mentioned before that God didn't have to do it that way.
No.
God could just make everything happen.
Because,
but he chose people. He chose
right.
his 12 disciples. Jesus came and he spent 3 years working with 12 people.
Yeah.
Now, you would think he would, like, you know, start some program where he's working with tens of thousands of
right.
but he spent all that time training 12. Why? Because he wanted the 12 to train another 12 and another 12 and another 12.
Right.
It's this movement of ordinary people doing extraordinary things through the power of the Holy Spirit.
You know, I believe that our whole higher education side of Christian Leaders College and the Institute
yeah.
is so wonderful.
Yeah.
But I believe that this, coming back to our roots, for Steve and I, this is a wonderful time to come back.
Yeah.
But we're not coming back just to go down memory lane.
Right.
We're coming back for the future.
Right.
Because we ultimately see that this is where the tens of thousands of lights for Jesus Christ, ministers for Jesus Christ, can be identified, mobilized, trained, commended, commissioned at local churches, in local families, and local ministries, men, women, children, retired, Acts chapter 2, in these last days, your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
In some ways, Henry, our college program and your full-time people will not succeed without people like you.
Right.
Right.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. The foot soldiers of the full-time pastors and the clergy are you.
Right.
Without you, they cannot fulfill their role and their function.
In some ways, the commended minister is the boot camp.
Yeah.
That's where the boot camp for those who are called for more time and more effort. You know, we're like a couple of old generals, just like fighting, and you know, and then you've got your pastors and your leaders, and in the end, you know, we can only do so much.
Right. Right.
But it's a war.
So,
it's a war.
Right. So if you think about it, like a good general was once a foot soldier.
Yes.
Because he knows what it is. He knows what's needed. He knows how to motivate.
Yes.
So if you're starting here and you eventually go to the college and you become a full-time pastor, guess what? All this stuff you're learning right here is what you're going to know to be a better leader.
Yeah. So I'm excited for you. Please pray for your calling, but others. Please consider prayerfully to support this effort worldwide with your Vision Partners gifts. Please ask a friend who might be called to ministry to join as well.
Yeah.
That together, the gospel may go forward to all nations and all people everywhere. So, again, I don't even want to end this question. It's so fun. But I think the joy that we're going to have, Steve, is when we start seeing these commended ministers rise up everywhere. And then eventually, who knows where we'll get to visit them.
Yeah.
The Lord gives us time to tarry on the earth.
Right.
But notice, we're not making it essential that we're going to be here. Just like Charles Wesley and John Wesley, our goal is not us.
Right.
It's you.
Yeah.
It's the gospel to see what God is going to do in our lifetime.